time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 91. Tonight, clear with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne County Board will meet tomorrow night at 7 with a very light agenda. The board's only scheduled item comes from the Building and Grounds Safety Committee, which will address flooring issues in the courthouse. County employees and board members say several rooms in the courthouse are dealing with an infestation of black mold, which could pose health concerns for people in close proximity. After dealing with that business item, the board is scheduled to adjourn. More news next.
Bestway Express would like to honor professional truck drivers for their hard work and commitment to tackling our economy's most demanding and important jobs. Bestway Express currently hiring CDL drivers for home daily positions and OTR. Contact Bestway Express at 1-866-BESTWAY.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In other news, according to Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department, the 500 block of Northwest 6th Street is under a boil order until further notice. Residents in the affected area should be sure to boil water to be used for human consumption. 34-year-old Texaco resident John R. Powell was arrested by Wayne County deputies early this morning on a Washington County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of failure to register as a sex offender. Powell was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, and his bond was set at $1,095. 30-year-old Canton resident Tiffany M. Morse was sentenced to prison yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. She pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. Judge Michael Molt sentenced Morse to 3 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 1 year of mandatory supervision upon her release, and several other counts against her were dismissed. Morse was also ordered to pay $2,245 in fines and court costs. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Blake A. Powell pleaded guilty to a count of possession of between 15 and 100 grams of meth yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He was sentenced to 2 years probation plus time served, and several other counts against him were dismissed. All items seized in the case will be forfeited to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and Powell was also ordered to pay $5,965 in fines and court costs. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of August. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,503 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 607 citations and 1,276 written warnings, including 354 speeding citations, 4 DUIs, 69 occupant restraint citations, 8 criminal arrests, and 476 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 441 citations and 604 written warnings for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes, and they include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 57 motorists, conducted 186 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 27 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash investigated by District 19 during August, which resulted in one fatality. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. The annual meeting of the Kaskaskia River District United Methodist Women will be held tomorrow at Centralia Cornerstone United Methodist Church. Registration and fellowship will begin at 9 a.m., and the meeting will start at 9:30. Members are encouraged to bring an interview with a long-standing member concerning her UMW experiences in celebration of the ministry's 150 years in mission. Lindsay Lash, counselor with the South Central School District, will speak on the topic of reaching neglected and underprivileged children. Attendees should also bring their items to support Cunningham Children's Home and Leslie Bates Davis Neighborhood House. For the children's home, the items are men's body wash, gift cards to Walmart, McDonald's, or Amazon, and box tops for education. For the neighborhood house, the items are gift cards to Walmart, Family Dollar, Subway, McDonald's, Dollar General or Target, gas cards, and similar items. Lunch will be served at the cost of $7 per person. Reservations are appreciated, and they may be made by calling 532-3207. Electrical distribution lead man Tyler Lashbrook brought bad news to the Fairfield City Council last night concerning the poles for the 69-kilovolt line that runs south of the city and crosses I-64. Lashbrook stated that a farmer had removed a substantial amount of dirt from around the poles, and several were beginning to lean, bringing the high power line dangerously close to the ground. He said he had shut down the line, fearing an accident. Lashbrook requested that Big D from El Dorado be contracted to repair the lines, since city equipment is unable to do so. Alderman questioned what would prevent this from happening again, and Lashbrook said the new poles would be buried substantially deeper. Mayor Brent McGuire stated that he, Lashbrook, and City Attorney Darren Rice would meet to discuss right-of-ways and easements in the area in question. Alderman approved the repair by Big D at a cost of $32,290. The council also rejected bids for the Northwest 10th Street resurfacing project. However, it approved combining the project with some resurfacing work on North Street and Southwest 6th. Adding additional projects should result in a cost savings to the city. In other business, a discrepancy in the price of a mower purchased for the cemetery was brought up by Alderman Gary Moore. Moore said the actual purchase price was $600 more than the actual bid price. Mayor McGuire addressed the issue and said the mower bid was so old that the supplier no longer had the model in stock, so he authorized the additional cost for a different mower. Moore stated that, going forward, he felt such issues should be brought back before the council for approval. The council's discussion on yard waste pickup continued. Mayor McGuire stated that a new person for the street and bridge department would cost the city $61,846 for an entry-level position. A candidate possessing additional skills would cost up to $67,270. The council made no decision on the matter, and it will discuss funding sources and other matters at a later meeting. Several proposed changes to the liquor ordinance were also discussed, and they will be brought back before the council at its next meeting for approval. Changes include additional classes of licenses for hotels and special events, and removing the limitation on the number of package stores in the city. In routine business, Alderman approved a change order for the waterline upgrade at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. They also approved the purchase of a new police truck from Le Mans for $28,940. The council also discussed contract renewal for trash pickup, as the current contract will expire in February. Residents currently pay $9.55 per month for trash service. In miscellaneous business, a citywide cleanup will be held on September 28th, similar to the one held in the spring. Alderman also approved a street closing request for the Hannah House Car Show on October 12th. The Edwards County Corn Yield Survey took place yesterday. Edwards County Farm Bureau Young Leaders and the Wabash Valley Service Company estimated a 2019 county corn average of 144.86 bushels per acre. Bone Gap was the highest township tested, averaging 157.89 bushels per acre. Shelby was the lowest at 130.45. The 2018 USDA actual yield for the county was 168.6. The survey was conducted by randomly picking 6 fields in each township in the county, except Shelby, which had 8 fields tested. 3 samples were checked from each field, and all counts were based on 90,000 kernels per bushel. Yield estimates for each township may be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. The Fall Fun Fest kicks off tonight in downtown Fairfield with church night gospel music in the entertainment tent. The only scheduled event for tonight will begin at 6:30, and there will be a community choir and children's choir presented by the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance. Events tomorrow will begin at 9:15 a.m. for Wayne County 5th graders with the annual Tech Fest. That event will last until 2:30, and it will continue in the same time slot on Friday. FNB's 5K Run Walk will take place tomorrow afternoon, and registration for it will start at 4:30 at the corner of 4th and Court Streets. The races themselves will begin at 6 in the same location, and awards will be presented at 7. Thursday will also feature the Fairfield Banking Company Prince and Princess Contest in the entertainment tent. Roasted Chestnuts will perform on the main stage at the same time at 6:30. The Miss Fall Funfest pageant, co-sponsored by the Chop Shop and Fry's Excavating, will take place at 8 on the main stage. The winner of the pageant will receive a $500 scholarship from Frontier Community College and the Fairfield Retail Merchants. Crop conditions have declined a bit, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
53% of corn is in the dense stage, and just 38% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition. State crop statistician Mark Scheusener says 90% of soybeans are setting pods.
3% of soybean acres are turning color compared to 46% normally. The condition of the Illinois soybean crop was reported as 19% very poor to poor, 40% fair, and 41% good to excellent, a little worse than 1 week ago.
Pasture conditions also fell to 37% in good to excellent condition, and the third cutting of alfalfa is now 82% complete. It was a little drier this past week, leaving average topsoil moisture at 10% very short, 22% short, 65% adequate, and 3% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Before making a donation to help those affected by Hurricane Dorian, the Better Business Bureau says people should take the time to see if a charity is legitimate. The BBB says, with disasters come fundraising efforts, and with fundraising efforts come scam artists. Investigator Don O'Brien says before making a donation, people should check to see if the charity already has boots on the ground.
If you go to something called give.org, G-I-V-E.org, that is our, we not only do we monitor businesses, but we monitor charities as well. You can find an accredited charities on there, or if you find a charity that pops up, you can put the name of that charity in a search function that we have on that, and you can find to see if they are a legitimate organization or not. So that is one way.
O'Brien says social media has made it easier for scammers to get money. He says to be wary of donation seekers utilizing media such as Twitter or Facebook. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Save the date. The 51st annual Fall Fun Fest kicks off on Wednesday, September the 11th at 6:30 p.m. Join them in the entertainment tent as the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance presents Church Night. This year, the community-wide children's choir will perform, followed by the community choir. Plan to attend September the 11th through the 14th for live entertainment, rides, food, and fun. Thursday, the FNB 5K, the Prince and Princess Contest, Roasted Chestnuts, and Miss Fall Fun Fest. Find us on Facebook, Fairfield's annual Fall Fun Fest, for more information.
farming. It's genetics. It's what you are, who you are, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge of your land and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's built on service, with trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Talk to your local Golden Harvest seed advisor or visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 91. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,020, up 111 points. The NASDAQ is at 8,155, up 71. October crude oil, it's at $55.89. That is down $1.51. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Carl Edmund Hearn died at 2:45 a.m. on Monday at his home. He was a principal at Mill Shoals and a teacher at Jasper School. Carl Hearn is survived by his wife, Mary of Fairfield, daughters Peggy Burkett of Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Sonia Garrett of Flora, sister Pat Gregory of Tennessee, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carl Hearn will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Burial will be in Thomason Cemetery, with full military rites provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion, Wayne County Post 4535 VFW, and the Patriot Guard. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Memorial donations can be made to the First Baptist Church Food Pantry, and they will be accepted at the church or at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Big Bear Lake, California resident Rosemary Post died on Friday. She is survived by her brothers, Bob Caldwell of Albion and Ben Caldwell of Niles, Michigan, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. 26-year-old Mount Vernon resident Carl Dexter Hess died on Saturday at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He worked for Country Blacksmith Trailers in Mount Vernon. Carl Hess is survived by his wife, Martha Hess of Mount Vernon, daughters Stella and Veronica Hess of Mount Vernon, parents Timothy and Marcille, brothers Keith and Eric, and sisters Kendra and Ruth, all of Opdyke, and three grandparents. Funeral services for Carl Hess will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the Orchardville Mennonite Church in Keynes. Visitation will be today from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. at the church. Memorials may be made to the Orchardville Mennonite Church to help with funeral expenses. They will be accepted at the church and at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is assisting with arrangements. 86-year-old Mount Vernon, Indiana resident Hester Harrell died early Monday morning at the Waters of Princeton Rehab and Skilled Nursing Home in Princeton. She had worked as a secretary for various businesses. Hester Harrell is survived by her son, Randy Harrell, of Princeton, three sisters, Bernadine Watson, Mary Winter Holmes, and Eva Marvel, all of Fairfield, one grandson, one great-grandson, and many nieces and nephews. A visitation for Hester Harrell will be held on Thursday, tomorrow, from 10 to 11 a.m. at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. A graveside service will follow at 11:30 at the Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Here's your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today calling for mostly sunny skies with a high of 91. Overnight, mostly clear, low 70. Thursday calling for sunny skies with a high of 92 and a low of 71. And looking to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, mostly sunny skies, high of 87 with a low of 63. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 86, low 65. And mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high 88 with a low of 69.